Ever feel like life's just one giant to-do list? You know that feeling, when your brain's buzzing with errands, deadlines, and responsibilities, and you haven't had a moment to truly just be? Well, friends, I'm Jake Carter, and on The Dopamine Declutter, we're tackling the very real struggle of finding balance in our crazy world. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial. Building a self-care routine that actually includes relaxation and leisure activities, not just another thing to check off your ever-growing list. Listen, I get it. We live in a society that glorifies busyness, right? It's like there's this unspoken rule that if you're not constantly hustling, you're falling behind. But here's the truth bomb. Sustainable success and genuine well-being come from nurturing your mind and body, not just pushing yourself to the limit. So, how do we break free from that cycle? How do we carve out space for relaxation and leisure without feeling guilty or like we're slacking off? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to build a self-care routine that actually works. First up, define what relaxation means to YOU. It's not one size fits all. For some, it's a hot bath with a good book. For others, it's an intense workout session. Maybe it's simply taking 10 minutes to meditate or listening to your favorite music. Get curious and explore different activities until you find what truly melts away stress and rejuvenates your soul. Remember, it's not about being productive during these moments. It's about allowing yourself to just be. Second, schedule it in. Don't wait for free time to magically appear. Treat relaxation like any other important appointment. Block it out on your calendar and stick to it. This shows your brain and body that this is a priority, not just an afterthought. Third, set boundaries. Learn to say no, politely but firmly, to commitments that drain you or prevent you from enjoying your downtime. Remember, protecting your time and energy is essential for long-term well-being. It's okay to prioritize yourself, and saying no sometimes is a powerful act of self-care. Fourth, unplug. Seriously, put down the phone, step away from the screens, and give your mind a break from the constant digital stimulation. Read a book, go for a walk in nature, engage in face-to-face conversations. These activities nourish your soul in ways that scrolling through social media simply can't. Finally, be kind to yourself. Don't expect perfection. There will be days when you feel off track or overwhelmed. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and gently redirect your focus back to what brings you joy and peace. Remember, self-care is a journey, not a destination. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Friday evening. You've wrapped up another busy week. But instead of reaching for your phone or scrolling through endless news feeds, you decide to treat yourself to a relaxing evening. You put on some soothing music, light a scented candle, and draw yourself a warm bath. Maybe you read a few chapters of that book you've been meaning to finish, or perhaps you simply enjoy the quiet solitude, allowing your mind to unwind and recharge. Sound good? That's the power of creating a self-care routine that includes relaxation and leisure activities. It's not just about feeling good in the moment. It's about investing in your overall well-being so you can show up as your best self, day after day. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Define what relaxation means to you, schedule it into your week, set boundaries, unplug regularly, and be kind to yourself. Start small, experiment with different activities, and gradually build a routine that truly nourishes your soul. Now, I want to hear from YOU. Share your favorite ways to unwind and recharge in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Declutter for more daily doses of motivation and practical tips to simplify your life and boost your happiness. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, You deserve to feel good.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.